Do like having practicing, I guess, self-pleasure, yeah. Right? It really opens the person, you, like, you know, each person to understanding their body and what they actually like. 100%. You know, it's like if you don't know what you like, how are you gonna expect another person to give you that, right? Because you're not gonna know how to show them even what you like. You won't even be comfortable with certain things because you don't even know that. So like this goes like self-pleasure is so important, like for your well-being, for your physical health, for your mental health, for your relationships, you know, with yourself and with others. It just that the benefits that you get from it is just like, why are we not doing more of it? Seriously.
100%. You just feel so much more in touch with your femininity. That's a hard word. And just understanding your entire body. I mean, I have girlfriends who literally like don't even look at their vaginas. I'm like, girl, get that mirror out and take a look at your beautiful, beautiful vagina. Like, be okay with it. Just be okay with it. Like, it's not scary. They're beautiful. They're all different. They're amazing. And they deserve love. Absolutely. And you deserve to feel happy with yourself and be confident enough to say, yeah, that's my pussy and I love her.
Yes, it's so true. You know, like, how do you expect other person to love your pussy, as you call it, your power fucking temple, if you don't show that to it? You know, if you don't show her that. Like the other day I was talking to this lady and I was having this how do you call it, monologue with my vagina. And her name is Onyx. And
love that. So
freaking amazing. And I thought, wow, like we should be taught this, you know, we should be taught to talk to our vaginas like since we're young girls, you know, so there wouldn't be so much issues around this, you know, normal, natural, beautiful part of who you are, you know. And I mean, for God's sake, it creates freaking life. You know, it's like, hello. So how does your work performance, have you seen or have you noticed the benefits of self-pleasuring at work? Like, you know, like your
performance at work. Oh, my God, yeah. I am so much nicer. I am so much happier. I am just like coming out of my cabin with a little pep in my step. I'm like, good morning, everybody. Are we ready for breakfast? Because I am. It's honestly, like you said, the benefits, the physical benefits of exploring yourself and giving yourself pleasure are endless. You know, you're de-stressing, your nervous system calms down, you get to clear your head. You just, it releases the endorphins. Like it's so healthy for your brain and it's so healthy for your body. And it's so healthy for that just emotional connection with yourself. I mean, you know, obviously your work performance is going to improve. If you're not coming, you're angry.
Yes. And I think, you know, I believe not enough crew are masturbating enough. Like a lot of crew are being like, you call it incestuous, if that's even the word. But you know, and then having really shitty sex, because that's mainly what happens. You know, it's like you go get all drunk, or you're, you know, all of a sudden you are in bed with this person and you don't even like enjoy it. So that's like even worse, because now you're angry that you gave away your power temple and you disrespected it. And you didn't even like get a good orgasm, you know, and not that obviously, you know, sex is just about orgasms, because there's a lot of things that like edging that don't even bring orgasm to the table. But you know, I think self-pleasuring, it's key to work performance on board for everybody, really, especially those angry chicks that are, you know, you guys just need to get some toys and and do that.
Our jobs are stressful. Like, our jobs are super, super stressful. And we're constantly dealing with people in our face. We're all day, we're talking, 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 talking. And when you get that time, you know, maybe you get a break, or you get, you know, you get the end of your shift and you get to go to bed and you just get to be quiet and you get to be with yourself. I mean, maybe you don't come, but like, just be with yourself and be happy and just, I don't know. I get really horny when I'm tired anyway. I do. I get so horny and I'm like, I'm just tired and I'm horny and I just need to, I need to do something about it, like, immediately. So, I mean, I'm
also, like, women have to understand. I mean, I don't know how it is for men, because I'm not a man and I haven't really deep dive into it. But for a woman, I definitely know that, you know, I honor my menstrual cycle. And I know when I'm more likely to be really turned on, you know, when that wild woman, it's like, I want to be fucking touched, seen, like, I'm here, you know, and I'm like, ah, like, it's powerful. And when it's just not in my nature to be in that place, because it's my body's asking me to just go inward and just be in silence and just be in stillness and be ready to release all the crap that needs to be released from the month, you know? And I think it's very important for a woman, especially, to understand, like, you're not meant to be horny 24/7, 365 a day. Like, that is not the reality of being a woman, because you are cyclical. But when you do, and I have to say with this, like, there is an imbalance, you know, where there's people that are, like, extremely, you know, horny. And it's like, well, that is an imbalance. And it's not that it's wrong. It's just that you need to pay attention of why is your creative energy trying to really be released in that sense versus you also harnessing that energy and being more creative at work and other stuff that you want to create, right? So there's a little bit of, I mean, we can talk about sex forever, really. But it's really important that, you know, people don't want, you guys don't watch it and you say, oh my God, I have to be horny every day now. And I have to, like, you know, touch myself every day. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, like, do give your, honor yourself and give that self love in that way, because it's going to.
And not be ashamed by it. Yes. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's perfectly natural.
Exactly.
It's perfectly natural. And I think people who deny themselves and think, oh, that's dirty or whatever. It's like, you got some things you need to work through, because, you know, like, it's okay to love yourself, and it should be encouraged, and it's not. And I feel like there's so much shame specifically for women around, you know, masturbation and using toys and coming and trying to tell your partner, hey, this is how I can come. This is how I want it done. Not enough women speak up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that's, you know, they're faking orgasms and they're faking all this because they don't have the courage and the confidence to be like, I don't like that. I actually need you to do it this way.
Mm. And I think that confidence also comes when you practice it on yourself. The more 100%. You do that, the more confidence you feel to voice it out, right? Because it's seriously, like, there is shame stored in your clit. There is anger, rage stored in your cervix. Like, this is why so many women feel pain in their cervix and all this stuff. And the more you self-pleasure, you'll start releasing that, even at a conscious level. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a, what do you call it? It's not just you, but it's like all the generational shit that we have been, you know, given to, you know, by being suppressed, you know, like, the feminine energy for so long and being shamed and all that, because obviously it's fucking powerful. It creates life, you know, it's like, so, but we are at that stage where I feel like the woman of today have the ability and the willingness to say, you know, we're going to do it differently. Like, we're going to talk about this. We're going to gonna be, we're not gonna feel shame for our bodies, our, you know, beautiful parts and what we like, you know, it's like, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it's honestly wonderful. And I, since I've started, you know, promoting these self-love tools, you know, from Vush, and it's, I've gotten so many messages from women being like, thank you for just shamelessly promoting these products for self-pleasure and female masturbation, because not enough people talk about it. And, you know, I do get those messages here and there where people, it just like offends them. And I'm like, you know what? The unfollow button is right there.
Exactly.
If this makes you so angry, you need to look internally and figure out why, because that is not my problem.
And I think that also comes from, you know, when you see somebody voicing out that you deeply, truly want to do, but you don't feel the confidence, or you don't feel, you know, the confidence to do that, you know, it becomes anger, because it's frustration, right? It's peanut frustration. And there's your mirror saying, fucking speak up, you know, like, it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to touch yourself, you know? It's like that reminder of what you're not doing that you deeply, truly want to do, you know? And this way, a lot of women shame each other because they're just frustrated to see the version that they want to be out there and not be willing to actually step into that place. And then instead of realizing, okay, wow, thank you for doing that for me, so now I can actually feel inspired to just go a little bit more in towards that side, we then just flip the coin and we shame the other person for being authentic.
Yeah. For being jokes on them. I'm like, I don't feel any shame. You
know? No.
You can't ever shame me about loving myself. It will never work.
One way of looking at it, all these people that text you all that stuff, is like, look at it in the sense of like, I get you. I've been there.
Yeah.
You know, I have felt the shame. I felt the frustration. I felt the pain. And now I'm here. So I'm just going to keep holding this space for you until you get there. You know, I think that's a really nice way of seeing it.
And when you're ready, here's my discount code. Go ahead and get yourself a sucking vibrator. It's going to change your life.
Talking about that, can you tell us what's your fave, or what would be your to-go toy to for a boat, you know, like if you're going on if you work on a boat?
So I have this one called the Empress, and it's from Vush, and it's this little sucking vibrator. It's a sucking vibrator. It's amazing, and it's super, super quiet, which I really like. It's like,
that's important. That's important. Yeah, because I usually like these huge vibrators, and it's like,
it's like, sorry, guys.
One time I was in the coming from a boat, actually, and I was in the airport, and the fucking thing went off on the inside the luggage. And the guy's like, there's something. I was like, no, there's nothing. He's like, there's something. I was like, no, there's nothing. He's like, yes,
there's nothing.
I was
there.
Like, oh my God, man. Like, I'm pretty sure you know what it is. Like, do you really need to do this now? I was like, whatever. Just, yep, here it is.
Oh my God.
I love the fact that that one is small, which is great.
Yeah, so it's
a lot of space anyway.
It's small, it's cute. There's like a bunch of different functions on it. It's really quiet, and it's waterproof, and it's like USB rechargeable. So it's so easy, and I really love it. And it's great by myself, but it's also great to use like with your partner. It's really
fun. Which is important, because like, you know, toys are not just for you. It's like you can also use them in a couple.
They're so fun. I absolutely love that one. It's just so portable, so travel friendly.
So we're definitely going to put the code down below the video. So go grab the toy and get happy. Make your work better.
Honestly, like this thing, I had never had a sucking vibrator before. And then I got this and I was like, where has this been for the last 20 years of my life? Like, what
Oh, what the hell? Now I'm like here. So I'm like, ooh.
It's incredible. It's honestly incredible.
Amazing. So what's your, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for just, just talking about this with me and just making it, you know, normal. Because
it is normal.
Yeah. So what's your advice for those who feel that they, you know, they really want to step into that place of pleasuring themselves, but maybe feel a little bit shameful about it or intimidated? Like, what's your advice for those people?
My advice for those people would just be to give it a chance. You know, if you can't open yourself up to just the possibility, then you're always going to be closed off. Like, my life got so much better when I just opened my mind a bit and said, you know what, I'm just going to try new things. And you don't have to go right into it and get a vibrator and get all this crazy stuff and watch porn. And, you know, it doesn't need to be that intense. It can just be you alone with your hand, with your own thoughts. Maybe you light a candle. Who knows? Like, just make it baby steps. Yeah. Like, it doesn't need to be this huge deal. Like, it can just be maybe in the shower. You want to explore yourself a little bit. Or maybe you just get a little pocket mirror and you just look at yourself and say, oh, wow, that's me. These are the parts of me. You know, what happens when I touch myself here? What happens when I touch here?
Exactly. And I think, you know, it's important for people to know, especially, and I guess we're talking, you know, targeted to women because we are women. But, you know, your breast, you know, your body, like just touching yourself, you know, without wanting to come, without even touching any part of your vagina, just like self-love, like really feeling what that feels like in your body, that just alone opens you up to so much more, you know, to be open to actually getting touched by another person and being comfortable, right, with the other person's touch.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, for sure. It's really important to be able to be okay with yourself first. Because like you said, if you can't be connected to yourself, it's going to be really hard to connect with another person and actually have like a true, genuine, electric connection with somebody if you can't recognize it within yourself first. So I think that's super important.
Yeah, I agree. So there you guys have it. I believe that, you know, our incestuous yachting community could definitely benefit from masturbating more and harnessing that energy within themselves and then in the creative process of their work performance versus, you know, fucking each other just for the sake of it and then like not being happy with the results and having to leave the boat because of all that stuff. I think this really would solve so much of the things that are happening in that department inside the industry. So yeah, once again, thank you for saying
thank you so much.
So happy. Tell us a little, I know, and this is like off topic in a sense, but Anastasia, you have a yachting academy.
So if you want to be a yachty who touches themselves on a boat, you can head over to oceaninternationaltrainingacademy.com and we have a bunch of courses. If you're looking to get into the yachting industry, myself and my business partner Hannah started the academy, and it's just a really super fun, cool way to break into the industry if you just have no idea where to start. So it's oceaninternationaltrainingacademy.com. You can check us out there, or you can go to our Instagram page. It's wonderful. I love the industry that we're in. I mean, we get to travel, we make money, we meet amazing people, and we masturbate in our cabins.
I love it. It's so true. Was there not to love? Absolutely. Exactly. All the links are down below the video, so just click on it. Go check it out. The code for the toys is also down below, so and the website, so you can go grab the toy. And I just, you know, what can I say? I'm feeling orgasmic and blissful and just like super open and ready. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of the show. Awesome. So, and you're welcome to come anytime. I definitely would love to have you again.
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay. Exactly. Okay, guys, that's a wrap. I hope you guys had your notepad ready and took a lot of good pointers because, you know, we definitely gave you guys a lot of golden nuggets here. So, all right. Talk to you. See you later. Bye. See ya.